It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Joe Christman. You know, Joe was a council member about 20 years ago, and he's done a lot of different things. He's held a lot of jobs in the public eye. And you know what? He got to the point where he couldn't do some things again, so it was time to get back and see where things were and what he wanted to do. So we're going to spend a minute talking to Joe, getting to know him a little bit better, and then talk about some of the things that are going on in Price Cities. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. I'm really looking forward to this. As you mentioned, I'm the newest council member, and what I hope I'm bringing to the council is just some different ideas, new ideas. It's just a fresh voice. I mean, I got involved after I semi-retired, and just looking for ways to help contribute.
And we talked about that before. Is, you know, about, you said about 20 years ago you were on the city council. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you were a peace officer for Price City or for the Sheriff's Department?
No, I worked for the state of Utah primarily for 23 years, but I started in Helper as a Helper City police officer. And then after I retired, a story I like to tell is my wife couldn't take twice the husband for half the pay, so I went to nursing school. And for the last 12 years, I've been an emergency room nurse.
And that's what we were talking about, is that, you know, it's just that progression of always wanting to help people and always wanting to be out there and do things for the public. And you had said that, once again, you were a city council member about 20 years ago. So what made you want to get back into it?
Well, for the last 2 years, I was the ER manager in Moab Regional Hospital, and I had some health issues, got those fixed, and just got reflecting on, I was just tired of being away from home, so I retired from that job and came back and was just wanting to retreat a little from a full-time working life, looking for some other place to put my energy and efforts and ways to contribute, so that's why I ran.
So you went right into it, and you're now the newest, as I said, the newest member of the Price City Council. How are, from looking at the outside in and now looking at the inside out, now that you're part of it, how is the city doing?
You know, I think the city is doing really well. I think the one thing that we probably could improve in is explaining to folks how well the city is doing. We have a plan to improve our roads and sewer and water, and we have some great vision that comes from the other council and the mayor, and some really good leadership there. I think we just could probably just do a little better in disseminating that information, which forums like this is helpful, and that's what I think we're the direction we're headed.
And getting that information out. So let's start off with you. You brought some topics that you wanted to talk about. The first one up being that well-being survey that's out there for folks that are here in Price that they can go online and take. Let's talk about that for a moment. Tell people how they can access it and what they would need to do.
So one of the ways to access it is on the Price City website. What the survey is, it's Utah State University has a project called the Utah Wellbeing Project Survey. And my understanding is they partnered with cities and towns throughout the state. Well, Price City is one of them, and we're happy to be as much a part of that as we can. So what that does is connects, it's called a public well-being survey. So it gives us an idea or an option to list things. If you, I've taken the survey, and the questions on there were different than what I expected. The questions were about social issues, mental health issues, just a whole gamut of things. And then, of course, they had a place where you could put other things that are of interest to you. So essentially what it's all about, it's just about to help improve our well-being. They want to, and then to compare how we are with other cities and towns throughout our state. Essentially just what it's like to live here, identify some areas that we can maybe to recognize as a target area of things that we can do to improve. It's only like a 10-minute survey. It's available in English and Spanish. The only requirements are 18 years and older, resident of Price City. I would invite everybody to take a look at that and ask anybody in your household to fill that out.
And really, when it comes to surveys like this, the more they get in there, the better off that the survey and the more accurate that the survey is going to be. And they've been doing this for the last 2 or 3 years. They did it, and they're doing it again right now in some areas in our area too. But it's very interesting to go through and after the results come out, look at it and see, because yes, from a city planning aspect, it's got to be perfect.
Absolutely. That word you just used, city planning, what those results are, the more input we receive, the more you get out. And that data that's received from that will just help the Price City, the leadership, better with to generally plan and help make decisions. Because it's not a unilateral decision that the mayor and the city council should make. It definitely should be involved from input from the citizens. And this is a great vehicle to get that information.
Okay, so that was those there, and you said the best place you can access it at Price City's website.
Yes, it's right on the home page. You just click on it and just click through it a few times, and then you're answering the questions. It took me about 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah, it's a very, very easy survey. Another thing you wanted to touch base with is, you know, about the last, I think it's maybe three or four years, Price City has not put the manpower into doing a spring cleanup. It's just easier for people to do on their own. And part of that helps is starting on Saturday, the 26th, you're going to get a free dumping almost 2 weeks, really, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it's the dates are actually March 26th to April 9th. It's a free residential dumping only at the landfill. And like Dave said, the Price City stopped doing that a few years ago on putting it on the residential, putting it out on your curb. They won't pick that up. I know a couple of years this has coincided with National Volunteer Week. So, I mean, I would say definitely take advantage of the free dumping, but maybe if you help a neighbor out, if you've got an elderly neighbor that you know could use the help to clean up the yard, you know, it takes a collective effort. Some services the city can't provide anymore, and this is one. And so, yeah, I would definitely say take advantage of that free dumping time period.
So load up your stuff and start taking it to the dump. It runs March 26th through April 9th, and it's for residential users only. And then before we get out of here, you wanted to talk about a new business that's coming to Main Street in Price, Dragonfly, and I'm going to let you kind of explain all of this.
Yeah, so Dragonfly is the medical cannabis pharmacy that's coming to Price, and we're, from the Price City point of view, that one of the main reasons we're really excited about this is they are they selected Price as our regional site. They could have selected other areas, but not only did they pick Price, they picked Price Main Street. And what's appealing to me about that is we're putting another business down on there. It's going to be high traffic volume, so it's going to bring folks to our Main Street. And so they'll, you know, once you're there to visit that, the pharmacy, well, there's other, you know, it just provides more folks access to our Main Street. So I think we should all be pleased that they selected that. They're, and they'll be, they expect to be open by November.
And so they're going to go, is it the old, right next to the Price Theater?
Yeah, so it's the old
Corner Coffee and Tea, the Star Theater.
Well, it's between the Price Theater and Edgy Bling, I think. But, mm-hmm. you know, the history of the building they're in, I mean, I can remember when it was office equipment. And then I think Southeast Paint was there. And then the coffee lately was the, I think it was called Coffee Corner and Tea. That's where they're going to be. And they're really going to be a welcome part to a great addition to our community.
All right. Hey, Joe Christman, Price City Council member, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us. Give us a little bit of a Price City update, and I look forward to more conversations with you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me today.
Once again, thank you so much for coming in. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.